Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Time to head out to the Rood guest hotline. Rood, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. We say good morning to Andy Johnson, founder of the Fried Egg and the Shotgun Start podcast. He's at the U.S. Open currently.
Very
Take
nice.
Take some time to join us. Andy, good morning. Thanks for joining the show, man. We appreciate the time.
Hey, guys. Great to be on. Hear awesome things about your guys' show from my co-host who lives in the D.C. area.
Oh, very nice. Awesome. Where are you based? Cool. Where are you based out of, Andy?
I'm in San Francisco, but from Chicago originally. So, right. You know, I got your guy Caleb Williams that we're hoping for a good year, too.
Hey, he showed flashes for sure. My take is he'll be a roller coaster, but there's no doubt there's a ton of talent.
He definitely
there.
Has a better coaching staff now than he did.
Oh, yeah, of course.
That's
he does.
Not even close.
Andy, I
can't get worse.
Yeah, right.
Forgive me, but I just right as you come on, I pull up your Twitter feed, right? I should have done this a little before. I have to know the story that's 2 years old about you getting ejected from Augusta.
That's like a golf term for getting smoked on the golf course. I didn't get like ejected from the golf course.
All right, so it's clickbait. You got me.
Okay.
You know, that's the art of the headline these days,
yep.
Right?
Is that, yep.
You know, just entice people to click. It's, you know, nobody reads anything anymore. They just read headlines, right?
Yeah, that's true. All right, so... So you're at Oakmont, and Valdez is complaining. He goes, this is just the same old shtick every year. Everyone complained about the rough. And then, everyone's putting all their images of their ball disappearing. Ben Martin had the famous one they put out there, a very viral clip. But some have argued that this is really extraordinary. Like 5 inches of rough, it is kind of, it's more than the typical U.S. Open rough, correct or no?
Yeah, the rough videos are just catnip every year.
Yeah.
You know, it's like who can run out to the golf course be the first one to film a rough video, like, you know, it gets all the social impressions. But I think this year is different. They've had like a very wet year here, and obviously they applied like a ton of fertilizer to make the rough thicker.
Right.
The other cool thing about Oakmont, you know, when you mow your lawn, you know, after you get done, how that grass just stands straight up.
Yeah.
So they have custom built mowers at Oakmont that they change like the blade height on them. You know, the standard one, I think the highest cut is like 3.5 inches. They have the ability to cut rough at 5 inches. So you get the effect of it standing straight up, which makes the golf ball fall straight down.
Yeah.
So like when you see the mowers out there, it's like, It's making it harder. It's not making it easier because the rough is really thick, and then the ball falls right to the bottom of it. So yeah, the rough is gnarly.
I mean, it looks borderline absurd.
Right.
I will say that one thing is that the fairways are so soft from all the rain that the fairways are effectively wider, right? Because the ball's not hitting and rolling off the fairway. So, you know, it's kind of a give and take. But yeah, the rough is insane. It's nuts.
Are the fairways wider to compensate for it a bit?
Yeah, because of like how soft it is, just from all the rain, they're playing wider, and then they're a little bit wider in certain spots from the last time they hosted the U.S. Open. I think like if you're looking at like who to pick,
yeah,
you got to have like an A+ driver of the golf ball this week. Mm-hmm. So, you know, a lot of people look at like the top of the, you know, bucket, and obviously Scottie Scheffler is like the overwhelming favorite.
Mm-hmm.
And he drives the ball as straight and as far as anyone, like that combination. Mm-hmm. But then I would look at a lot of guys that, like, if you're looking at sleepers, is like who are really good drivers who might not be the longest guys, because a few holes take driver out of your hands here at Oakmont, and it's going to be so much about being in the fairway.
Mm-hmm.
That tells me Morikawa, because Morikawa currently is number two in driving accuracy this year. So I think Morikawa's got to be one guy that you're looking at.
Exactly. Great iron player too. Like, you know, one of the three best iron players in the world. Really accurate driver of the golf ball. Another guy that was in the mix at the Masters, and we've seen him in the mix at a lot of majors, that I like is Corey Connors, yep, the Canadian at, like, I think he's 70-1. So
Have you figured out a way? I don't know where you stand on like the gambling. I'm sure you guys have gambling affiliations, but like, I'm just assuming every podcast does. I mean, do you have?
We don't have any gambling affiliations.
Really?
You know,
well, you need to get one. You need to get one.
It could be lucrative,
very lucrative. But so,
I know we're missing out on the high times. You know, the Wild West right now.
I'll have the FanDuel people reach out to you. Trust me.
Make a call.
Hey, listen. But so do you wait? Like I was talking to Valdez and the guys even during the show today. Like I got to figure out a way. I always see all these bets. It looks so tantalizing. Oh, I'll take him plus 1,200. Of course he could win. You know, I end up losing. I take 10 guys that I got all this money on, and, you know, the one outlier that I don't have wins. Have you figured out a betting strategy, or do you stay away from that?
I don't really bet. I think, like, the hard thing with golf right now is we've entered this era. I think there are – so you got, like, Scottie Scheffler, Rory McIlroy, Bryson DeChambeau, Jon Rahm, Xander, and I would say Morikawa's on the fringe, but those five or six guys have really separated themselves and feel like, especially at majors, like a class above the rest of the field, to the point where, you know, we're on this run of like incredible major champions, and you're starting to feel like, you know, the PGA is a perfect example of this. Scottie Scheffler opens with two under par round. The leader, I think, was at 7 under, and there's a bunch of names in between. And, you know, if you cover the sport regularly, you're looking at the leaderboard and you're like, you know, I know what the leaderboard says, but effectively Scottie Scheffler leads this tournament at 2 under, because I don't think any of these other guys can hang on to win the tournament.
Right.
So I think, like, you know, with the LIV stuff, everything that's happened in pro golf with the split, what's happened is these major championships are the only four times a year that everybody, all the best players in the world are together, and it's made it harder to win because, like, there's an increased importance in it. It's kind of like where, like, when you get more and more into a playoff series, say like the NBA, at the ends of games, like, you start to see, like, it comes down to the stars. It's less and less about the role players, especially if they're on the road, they don't hit shots. Like, at the end of major championships, it seems like these guys that are like the 15th to 20th to 35th best players in the world just cannot keep up over the course of 72 holes with this class of really great players.
Well, you know what's funny about that? Well, two things. First of all, I thought Phil Mickelson kind of famously explained that, right, when Tiger was in his heyday, that, like, Tiger could shoot, like, even par on the first day or one or whatever, but you know he's better than, like, and so each day he's just going to go, you know, do his kind of normal thing or whatever, and everyone else is just eventually going to fall to the wayside. So that when you have 4 days, like, of course, like, Scottie's going to be there at the end, because he's just going to grind out.
Because he's just so much better
every
than
round. He's just going to grind out his round. Doesn't matter what he does in round one. He's going to grind out something every, and by the end, there's going to be like three other people potentially.
Well, it also helps that you know, like Andy's saying, that he's such a good driver of the golf ball.
Of course. But it's kind of like, when you talk about the 15th, like, Sam Burns is a remarkable player. This guy, Fox from New Zealand, what's his first
Ryan
name?
Ryan Fox.
The guy's a stud.
Yep.
Those guys played that par 5 four times couldn't birdie it in the playoff with the crunch time. Like, Burns misses a 5-footer.
Burns missed, like, a 7-footer, yeah.
You know, everyone does it. Everyone's played golf. You get it. But, like, Scottie Scheffler's not missing that putt with the tournament on the line. Or
probably
he's
going
to birdie. You know what I mean? The it's kind of to your point there, that there's something special about that elite versus the others who are incredible. They're just not like those top 5-6 guys or whoever you might want to say. You agree?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, a couple of years ago, Brooks Koepka got a lot of heat, but he was so spot on. He basically said majors are the easiest tournaments to win, mm-hmm. because the golf course gets really hard, and when the golf course, it's like the famous, all these golf courses tried to tiger-proof their golf course. They made them longer, mm-hmm. narrower, more rough, and all it did was play more into Tiger's hands, right? A major championship, the level of the golf course, especially this week at Oakmont, is going so far up in terms of, like, difficulty and the demand it asks players, you know, the shots that it asks the players to hit, that it reduces the number of players that could conceivably win. If you wanted a wide open tournament, you would want to host it at, like, a 6,400-yard course with very little penalty, because then it's going to be harder for, like, the skill to separate. Mm-hmm. So I think, like, that's one of the things that's fun about the U.S. Open, is it kind of ratchets it up, the difficulty, and you see these guys hit shots that they aren't going to hit week in, week out, because the golf course, especially Oakmont, just demands a higher level of shot making than your standard PGA Tour course. So I think that's where you're going to see, like, there are a couple guys that are outliers that I think can hang around, but I would expect one of the big names to win this week.
Mm-hmm. We're joined by Andy Johnson, founder of the Fried Egg and the Shotgun Start podcast. He's at Oakmont for the U.S. Open. And part of what's cool about this event is a guy like Max Homa, who's won on tour before, doesn't qualify. He was here at Woodmont. He fell just short. But a guy named Matthew Vogt, a dentist, shot 68 in both rounds at Walla Walla and grabs one of the spots at a course where he used to be a caddy, like when he was like a teenager. So that, like, those stories, those human interest stories, are part of what makes the U.S. Open great.
Yeah, it's, obviously, it's the identity of the championship. I grew up playing competitive golf, and from the age of 16 on, like, you're playing local qualifiers, and the night before you go to bed for a local qualifier, you start dreaming of, like, hey, you know, if I have a good day tomorrow and a good day in a couple of weeks, like, I could play in this U.S. Open. And Matt Vogt's, like, a perfect example. I talked to somebody that was out with him yesterday. He's got like 190 ball speed, which is like extremely high. I mean, you're talking about like somebody that can move the ball like 330, 340. The guy that said he was hitting it as good as, you know, any of the tour pros. And that qualifier, I mean, he was the medalist. He didn't just like sneak in. He won the qualifier. So it should be, it's kind of a great story. It's what makes this tournament amazing is like the, you know, regular Joes. And then also, like, you know, if you think back a couple years ago at Erin Hills, Xander Schauffele was a struggling PGA Tour rookie, had not played well at all. He qualified into the Erin Hills U.S. Open. I think he finished fifth there. And it effectively, like, started, he won later that year, and it started his, like, rise to one of the great players in the sport. Obviously, he's won two majors since then. But he's also, you know, I think his worst finish in a U.S. Open is 14th. It can also be kind of this opportunity for young players to qualify in, and then it's, you know, they're playing in this big tournament that would take otherwise years to qualify into via world ranking or PGA Tour status. So I think that's, like, the other cool thing is, like, you're going to see some young players. Like, there's a kid, Ben James, that's in the field that's a really great amateur. Jackson Koivin, who already has earned his PGA Tour card, he's going to be going back to school. So you also get like a look at young players. The last time that Oakmont hosted the U.S. Open, Scottie Scheffler shot a 68 in the first round as an amateur. So it gives you a glimpse at like who's coming up too.
All right, so my guy Brendan Porath told me that you're a big Rory guy. What are his chances here?
Yeah, I wanted to ask about Rory because we were talking about driving accuracy. And Xander, too. Xander is not hitting the ball in the fairway this year, and that's a small sample size because he's battling back from that injury, but in only 9 events. But he's 164 on tour in accuracy. Rory is 173. So do you count those guys out just based on that category?
I don't think you can feel great about Rory's chances. You know, pre and post Masters win, he's just been a different golfer. The sample size is small, but it seems like trying to find he's had to switch drivers. His driver was non-conforming at the PGA,
right?
And it seems like he's really struggling to find a good driver for him. So if you can't drive the ball in the fairway out here, you're gonna have a really bad time. So I think you know, Xander, I think the stats could be misleading because he's been working his way back, but
right.
he just hasn't driven it as well as you drove it last year or putted as well as last year. But like, you know, that's one of those things where it can click on for either of those guys. It's hard to count them out. I just would like John Rahm, Bryson DeChambeau, Scottie Scheffler, and Morikawa probably a little bit more in that top tier.
You didn't give us a score, did you? I mean, is it going to be one of these like guaranteed over par winning scores? Like, what is your guess?
The membership at Oakmont is like demanding over par. They want over par.
Right.
I think that with the rain and the golf course being soft, it's going to be. I would guess if I had to guess, it'd be 4 under is the winner. Right. I just think it's so hard. I think like. People still associate with this like par, but like the reality is these guys hit it 50 yards further than when your dad was talking about even par being, you know, right. the U.S. Open's identity. And I think like the modern U.S. Open, the reality is par is like 4 or 5 under is like what real even par is.
Right.
That's what the last time it was played there, DJ finished at 4 under.
With right. that penalty that they gave him, that was like an absurd penalty.
Right.
If you guys
but
remember that.
But in other words, the rain's going to soften up the greens. It'll be a little bit of throwing darts at it, a little bit.
Yeah, I think they'll still be pretty firm, but the fairways are going to play functionally like 10 yards wider.
Right.
If that makes sense. Yeah. I think the greens will firm up, but the fairways are going to be where you're going to see the effects of the rain the most.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Well, you were talking about the LIV guys. Give me your thoughts on Joaquin Niemann, who just has been balling, just won here in RTJ in the LIV event here in Northern Virginia. Give us your thoughts on Niemann this week.
I think, you know, he finally last major played well. It'd been, you know, he contended at the Masters, I think the COVID Masters years ago, but then he had struggled in majors. And it's like, I think that one of the hard things for those LIV guys is like,
real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nobody knows how to judge the LIV events because it's a closed shop. Half the field is pretty garbage in terms of like quality. And Niemann is like, he just hasn't played well in majors and he keeps winning these LIV events. He is he's been a phenom. He turned pro at 18. He's been, you know, like you start to look at his career, I think he's 26 or 27. And it's like, God, he's been around forever. I think like now that he's played well in a major, I think that's going to take a lot of pressure off him. I would expect him to play well. This a good example of a player that the rain helps is Neiman. He hits it a little bit lower than a lot of the top flight guys, and like that's kind of like a common skill among the elite players in the game, is they hit it really high. So when the greens get firm, they're able to hold greens better because of that high trajectory. So with it being a little softer, that does help Neiman a lot because it comes in a little bit lower.
Yeah.
Andy, thanks a lot for
good
the time,
stuff, man.
We appreciate it. Have fun out there this week, and we'll have you on again soon.
Yeah, thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
Yeah, man, appreciate it, buddy.
Andy Johnson, founder of the Fried Egg and the Shotgun Start podcast.
Knowledgeable dude.
You can follow him on Twitter, at AndyTFE.
You said have fun out there. It's actually up there.
Up there, my bad.
Now he got you.
We were admonishing JP just yesterday for that, so I should have known better.
Yep, you should have said up there.
All right, we're the Jux. We'll be right back.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.